pitch on its way. Swing and a
another
miss.
One.
And Lewis gets her first strikeout of the day on the changeup there. Two up and two down. 3-2 pitch to Skylar Meets. Swing
nasty
and a miss. And Lewis
up.
Came back and got her on the changeup.
I've said this all season that she's developed so much confidence in her changeup. She's throwing it behind in 2-0 counts. She's throwing it in full counts. Super proud of her for developing that pitch to a more elite level.
To Carlisle from Kendra Lewis. And that is strike three called on the outside corner. Strikeout number 4 for Kendra Lewis.
Any rise ball yet?
Ball and a strike, the count. Price serves it to right field. It bounces past the right fielder, and Price is headed to second. She is going to try to get to third. Carlisle finally gets it to it. Relay throw
stand
to third
up.
Late. A stand-up triple for Casey Price on a sinking line drive to right field. Rockets have their first hit of the day, and a runner at third with nobody out in the bottom of the third.
She showed her a backdoor curveball the pitch before and got a little bit more of the plate on this one. And Casey did a good job driving it to right field. Right fielder tried to make a shoestring catch or get it on the short hop, and the ball just got under a glove and took off.
Here's the 2-1 pitch to Perkins.
Like
swung
that.
On to right
just
field. Going
like
back
that.
Is Carlisle back on the warning track.
Beautiful
she makes
sack
the catch.
Fly.
Casey Price tags. And it's 1-0 Rock Ridge on a sacrifice fly from Charlie Perkins in the bottom of the third.
That's the Charlie we know and love right there. Good job, Charlie.
Here's the 0-2 put pitch, got her swinging, and Lewis has a strikeout there. Base is still loaded now with two outs. Payoff pitch, grounded up the middle. Stella Riley there, throws to first, and Lewis out of the jam to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Rock Ridge 1, Auburn 0. Lewis strands the bases loaded. Here's the 2-0 pitch. On its way to Lewis, swung on to left field. That ball's carrying deep to the wall. It's gone! An exclamation point for Kendra Lewis in her last at bat at Rock Ridge. A 3-run home run to left field. And it's 4-0 Rockets in the bottom of the sixth.
They tried to go middle away on that. They threw a curveball away. And I don't know if they didn't scout right, but that's where her hot spot is. She loves to hit for power opposite field. And she can definitely do it. Now she's wearing, I think, a fake taco hat going into the dugout.
You can almost see that happening with it being her last at bat.
I think we called it.
Yeah, we did. Top of the seventh inning, Rock Ridge 4, Auburn 0. The Auburn Trojans have their 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up in the top of the seventh. Kendra Lewis beginning her seventh inning of work, and it's taken for a ball low on a changeup 1-0. This is Lewis's 17th inning of work over the past 2 days.
4, 5, 6 coming up here. Starts her off with a changeup low and away. Just missed.
1-0 pitch from Lewis to Piper Taylor is high, and it's 2-0.
Comes back with a rise ball. I wonder if they're going to take till they get a strike. 2-0 pitch. I bet we find out right here.
2-0 the count to Piper Taylor. Pitch from Lewis. Here it is, and that is taken low and inside. It's 3-0. Kendra Lewis hit a 2-run home run in the bottom, or I should say a 3-run home run in the bottom of the sixth inning. She has thrown 6 hitless innings so far, trying to finish her career with quite the exclamation point as the 3-0 pitch on its way, and that is slow, and it's ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk to Piper Taylor to start the top of the seventh, and she's at first base with nobody out. 4-0 Rock Ridge leads in the top of the seventh of the Class 2A third place game.
I'm not sure where that missed, Ty. That was a good pitch.
I thought that was a strike as well, but I don't have as good of a view as our home plate umpire, and the first pitch to Addison Wheatley misses high. It's 1-0.
I'm going to say we have a better view. We're a little bit further back. We've got
a better perspective.
Okay, there you go. There you go. The somewhat qualified umpire critiquer,
somewhat.
Coach Nelson. 1-0 pitch is taken for a strike of the knees by Addison Wheatley, and it's 1-1. I keep wanting to call her Landon Wheatley. That's the only Wheatley we ever talk about.
Yeah.
1-1. Pitch to Wheatley on its way, and it's swung on, hit to right field. Charlie Perkins right there, and she puts it away, 1-out.
Walk there, F9, okay. Charlie made a good play on that. Ball was tailing to the right field line. She took a little bit of a jab step in, a couple steps to her left, put it away.
Maylee Schoen to the plate, 0-for-2 with a couple of ground outs. Runner at first and 1 out in the top of the seventh. Pitch to Schoen on its way from Kendra Lewis. Swung on and fouled back, and it's 0-1.
Auburn fans on their feet. for Maylee Schoen. I'm wondering if she's a senior and they're trying to give her some extra love.
So 0-1 the count. Schoen, the first, or I should say the 0-1 delivery on its way from Lewis, and that is taken high. It's 1-1.
I like that location. That's about where she swung on the last pitch, just about 2 inches higher. 1-1 count.
1-1 pitch. Lewis to Schoen. Here it is. Swung on to right center field. Here comes Charlie Perkins. She runs it down in the gap. Two outs in the top of the seventh.
Charlie can cover some ground. There's no doubt. Morgan was right there, too. That ball split the gap and had just a little bit too much air underneath of it. And Charlie comes away with the catch. We're one out away.
We are one out away from hoisting the third place trophy. Skylar Meets to the plate, the seven-hole hitter. Today she has struck out twice against Kendra Lewis.
Looks like they may be bringing in a pinch hitter. No, they're not. Nope. Just a runner.
Kendra Lewis has seven strikeouts today so far. With two outs in the top of the seventh, we get a runner at first base for the Trojans.
Running at first base for the Trojans, number two, Kiana McGraw. Batting,
Kiana McGraw running at first. Skylar Meets to the plate. Rockets one out away from taking third place in 2024. Kendra Lewis peers in at Emma Kramer, Meets in the batter's box, and the pitch from Lewis on its way, and it's a rise ball that misses high, 1-0.
Yeah, that was a little bit too high out of the zone. Not even close. She'll come back with one here.
1-0. Here's the pitch from Lewis on its way, and that is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Kendra Lewis at the very, very, very tail end of a brilliant career at Rock Ridge.
Absolutely.
Three-time state champion, 1-1 pitch on its way to Meet, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Lewis hit a three-run home run in her last at bat as a Rock Ridge Rocket. She's the only player in the state's history to be the winning pitcher in three state championship games. 1-2 the count to Skylar Meets. Here's the pitch, and it misses up and away. It's 2-2.
And I believe each year someone different has called pitches. I believe in a freshman year we had Coach Watkins. Jimmy, I think, had it two years. Coach.
2-2 pitch. Lewis to Meets on its way, and that right ball misses high. It's 3-2.
Or maybe Coach Liz had first 2 years, and then Jimmy, and then. And now it's just Emma and her calling the game.
3-2 pitch, Lewis to Meets. Here is the delivery. Lines and fires, swung on and fouled back. It's 3-2.
How cool will this be, though? Seven state trophies in 8 years.
Yeah, amazing.
Going back to 2016.
State trophies in eight seasons for this program.
That dang 2017 year.
I know it. 3-2 pitch on its way. Grounded to the left side. Casey Price fields it on the hop. Throws the first. A no-hitter for Kendra Lewis to close her career as Rock Ridge wins the third place game in 2024, defeating Auburn by a final score of 4-0. What a performance again today. Kendra Lewis in the state tournament in 2024. 17 innings, 5 hits, 1 run.
Yeah, Casey Price with 2 hits. Taylor, Charlie, and Kendra with hits. It's fantastic.
Rockets claim their 9th state trophy in program history.